She walked in the sun in the heat of the day, far away from the people. She was alone and so afraid of the fingers pointing on her. She was surprised to meet a person sitting on the well there. He said to her, "When you give me your troubles, I will give you living waters in return."
大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 今天给大家分享的是 Ingresis 的新歌 Living Water， 中文译名生命之泉。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。 OK, the first issue for sister today. Why was the woman feeling alone and afraid at the beginning of this whole story? 在今天的故事开头，为什么这个女人总是感到孤寂与害怕呢？
The woman had a lifestyle that other people consider as immoral or impure. She lived in a small village, and it was obvious that other people were talking about her, and she preferred to be alone.
这个女人的生活方式在其他人看来是不道德、不洁净的。她曾居住在一个小村庄中，显然其他人都对她议论纷纷。而他则更喜欢独处。
It is not written in the Bible, but at the afternoon when Jesus was sitting at the well of Jacob, it was only the woman and no other people in the scenery.
圣经里没有当时的记载，但耶稣坐在雅各井边的那个下午，风景里只有那位妇人，没有其他人出现。Next question for sister. So, what did Jesus offer to give the woman in the exchange for her troubles? 耶稣提出用什么东西来交换这个女人的烦恼呢？
He offered her living water, that means a life full of joy and hope, a hope that satisfies the needs of our soul.
他赐给她活水，这意味着一个充满喜乐和盼望的新生命，一个满足于我们灵魂所需要的期盼出现了。Next question, sister. What's the living water a symbol for in this song? 在今天的这个故事当中，活水又象征着什么呢？
It is the love, joy, and peace that Jesus gives us when we repent from our further sins, go to the cross, and receive Him as our Savior.
当我们忏悔我们的罪孽，走向十字架，并接受他作为我们的救世主的时候，耶稣给予了我们爱、喜悦和平和。Next question. Sister, I want to ask you, according to the whole text, what happened to your soul when you received the living water? 根据以上这段话，当你的灵魂接受了这样的活水之后，发生了怎样的转变呢？
First, you still the thirst of your soul. You get calm and quiet and stop to be forced to participate at the big banquet that the devil offers to you, because you feel satisfied and do not need anything more.
首先，你平息了灵魂的饥渴，你变得非常宁静。不再被迫参加魔鬼为你准备的盛宴，因为你精神上感到满足，不需要更多的给予。
The devil offers us salted water. We become thirstier when we take it, but Jesus offers us water clear as crystal, and so our inner thirst disappears.
魔鬼给我们提供各种各样的盐水。当我们喝下的时候，我们会变得更加的口渴，但耶稣给我们提供清澈如水晶的清净的水，因此我们内心的口渴就瞬间消失了。Next issue, Schwester, After you have drunk the living water, what are you able to do for others? 当你饮了这活水之后，你能够为别人做些什么呢？
When I stilled the thirst of my soul, I can give testimony about what happened to me and encourage other people to come and taste too.
当我平息了灵魂的渴望，我可以证明发生在我身上的事情，并鼓励其他人也来品尝。Okay, so next question. What was the woman's personal life like, and why did people avoid her? 这个女人的个人生活是怎样的？为什么人们都躲着她？
She was married 5 times and now living with her partner without marrying him. For the people, she was an unclean person.
她结过5次婚，现在去与其他人同居，没有再婚。在人们的眼里，她不是一个洁净的女人。Next question, Sister. So, why was the woman so surprised that Jesus knew all the things related to her? 为什么耶稣知道她的一切，让她感到如此惊讶？
Certainly, she wanted to hold her past in secret and started with Jesus a conversation about the difference of the religion between the Jews and the Samaritan people.
当然，他希望秘密地跟他分享自己的过去，并最终与耶稣谈论了犹太教和撒玛利亚教之间的区别。
But she could not fool Jesus. He said directly, "Bring your husband." And when she asked us, "I had no husband," he said, "You say the truth because you had 5 husbands, and now you are living with a man who is not your husband."
但是他最终骗不了耶稣。耶稣直接说：“把你的丈夫带来。”当他回答说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣回答：“你说的是实话，因为你曾有5个丈夫，现在却和一个不是从哪来的男人住在一起。”Next question. Today's Sally Rock says she has searched in man for something. So, what do you think she was really searching for? 今天我们的这首歌说，这个女人曾经在男人身上寻找某样东西，你认为她真正的找寻是什么呢？
We are all looking for somebody who really loves us, who takes care for us and gives us a home and a shelter.
我们都在寻找一个真正爱我们、照顾我们、给我们一个家和庇护所有的人。
By some reason, this woman always had bad luck with her husbands and relationships. She got 5 times divorced.
出于某种原因，这个女人与丈夫的关系总是不太好，她离过5次婚。
The main reason why we don't find what we want is that we are looking at the wrong place. We don't find a deep love in relationships, the pure and divine love we only find in God.
我们之所以找不到心仪之人，主要原因在于我们找错了方向。我们无法在人际关系中找到深沉的爱，无法找到那种只有在上帝那里只能找到的纯洁圣洁的爱。Next question, Shrestha. How do you think the woman felt after her conversation with Jesus, still feeling ashamed or feeling hopeful? Why? 你觉得和耶稣交谈之后，这个女人会有什么样的感觉？是仍然感到羞愧，还是对未来充满了希望？为什么呢？
She felt hopeful because she ran to the village and told everybody what had happened to her at the well.
她感到充满了力量与希望，最终她跑回村子，告诉大家井边所发生的事情。
She left her clay jar, which she used to fetch water every day in the heat of the sun, and ran to the others in the town for to tell the good news about the living water.
他丢下每天在烈日下打水的陶罐，跑到镇子里去向其他人传播这样的活水。Next question also will be today's last question. So, if you could ask Jesus for living water to help with a big problem in your own life, what would it be for? 如果你可以请求耶稣用活水来帮助你解决生活中的一个难题，你会希望是什么问题呢？
I already have gotten the living water and had a rebirth in spirit and water, so that I'm beloved child of God.
我已经得到了活水，在精神和水中永生，所以我是上帝所钟爱的孩子。
My desire is to understand more how much God loves me, and this is absolutely not necessary to search love and improvement in persons on the earth.
我的愿望是更多的了解上帝有多么爱我，并且完全没有必要在地球上的人身上寻找更多的爱与认可。
In Jesus, we have everything because God Father loved this world so much that he gave his Son with the reason that nobody shall perish but gets eternal life.
在耶稣的生命里，我们已然拥有一切，因为天父如此爱这个世间，他把他的儿子赐予我们，最终没有人会灭亡，而是我们一起获得永生。
And Jesus said, "Nobody has more love as he who gave his life for his friends." So, if we are looking for a person who loves us and who makes us feel worthful and whole, let us go to Jesus. He offers everything that we need.
耶稣说："没有人比朋友舍命的人更有爱心。"所以，如果我们正在寻找一个爱我们、让我们感到有价值和完整的人，那就去寻求耶稣的帮助吧。他会向我们提供所需的一切。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家十月快乐，我们下期再会。
She walked in the sun in the heat of the day, far away from the people. She was alone and so afraid of the fingers pointing on her. She was surprised to meet a person sitting on the well. He said to her, "When you give me your troubles, I will give you living waters in return. He is the living water. He stills the thirst of your soul. When you receive him as your redeemer, you will never thirst again. Come drink from the living water. Let your life be changed. And when you have drunk from the water, you can give to others too." She had five husbands, and whom she was living with did not marry her. She was for people a sinny person. They avoided contact with her. She was a surprise to meet Jesus, who knew everything about her. He said, "I will give you soul the water that you have searched in man. He is the living water. He stills the thirst of your soul. When you receive him as a redeemer, you will never thirst again. Come drink from the living water. Let your life be changed. And when you have drunk from the water, you can give to others too."